This is the BBC Home Service and the British Forces Network in Germany. Saturday Night Theatre. We present James McKechnie in The House of the Seven Flies, the novel by Victor Canning, adapted for radio by Kenneth Owen. The House of the Seven Flies.
Well now, Mr. Furs, I hope it wasn't inconvenient for you to come here this morning.
Not at all.
My name is Molnar, Herman Molnar. I'm Assistant Detective Inspector of Police in Rotterdam. Mr. Sleuter was a resident of Rotterdam, and in view of certain circumstances, the authorities felt we should be called in.
What exactly do you mean, certain circumstances? I thought it was all quite straightforward. Sleuter died on my boat.
And... yes, we will come to that in a moment, Mr. Furs. I've read your statement to the Middleburg police, and you must forgive me if I seem to go over old ground, but I do think it's necessary. Mm. One has to get things perfectly clear. Now, you are the owner, are you not, of the pilot cutter named Arletta, and your home port is Felixstowe, England?
Yes.
I understand you take people cruising.
During the summer months, yes. I make my living that way.
Now, how exactly did Mr. Sleuter come to charter your boat?
He answered an advertisement in the London Times.
Cruise, I think, in English waters, but Sleuter changed his mind.
He came aboard the afternoon before yesterday, a day earlier than he originally intended. On the way, he suddenly asked me if I knew Holland and spoke Dutch.
And you do, of course. I see you were here during the war and since.
Yes.
Please go on.
His papers were in order. He didn't seem to be trying to bring anything in. He had a suitcase and a briefcase, of course, but he seemed genuine enough. And he assured me he was not wanted by the police either in England or in Holland. I took him at his word and decided to bring him across.
And no questions asked?
No more than I've told you. He paid me an extra £50, which doubled the fare.
But tell me, Mr. Furs, didn't your curiosity lead you to anything else?
Do you mean, did I wonder why Sleuter wanted to come back to Holland in such an odd way?
Well, yes. After all, it was an odd way. He could easily have flown over.
He told me he didn't like flying.
And you believed him?
No. His case was covered in airline labels. But I'll tell you this, I had a vague feeling that he was suddenly anxious to leave England, but not because of the police.
Ah, so. Yes, go on, Mr. Furs. Why did you think that?
I don't really know. Nothing definite, just his manner. I think he was frightened.
That is what I want, Mr. Furs. The impressions, the odd feelings.
My dear Molnar, I think I'd be able to cooperate more if you were frank with me.
Wait, you're very quick, Mr. Furs. I like that.
What was Sleuter up to?
Oh, nothing, as far as I know. He had a small marine insurance broking office in Rotterdam, and he was in England on business.
Then why all the questions?
Do you not expect questions from us when Sleuter dies on your boat?
Surely there's no need for an interrogation. After all, it was quite an ordinary death. In the morning, when I went to ask him about breakfast, he was dead.
And you then decided your right course was to bring him on over.
What else should I do?
You did not, for instance, expect to be met when you arrived at Fera.
Not at all. Why?
Sleuter had said nothing about being met here. You did not know that the young lady, Constanta Stratzma, would be expecting you?
No. I had no idea who she was when she came alongside on the skiff. But when she hailed me and asked if Sleuter was aboard, I didn't know what to say.
I could have knocked you down with a feather.
The damn thing was, she definitely seemed to know that he was on the Arletta. And I had to tell her the news.
Yes. She and Sleuter were connected in a business way.
Mm, so she told me afterwards.
You know, Mr. Furs, your impression was right. Sleuter was afraid of somebody.
What are you getting at, mein Herr? What is behind all this?
Isaac Sleuter did not die a natural death on your boat. He was murdered.
He was what?
Sleuter was murdered.
How? How? I swear no one came anywhere near him from the time he came aboard.
You're right. No one did. But you see, he was a diabetes subject. Without insulin, he couldn't live. But taking too much also is fatal.
Well?
Sleuter died from an overdose of protamine zinc insulin taken at about 10 o'clock in the morning of the day he joined you. The bottles in his case should have held capsules of 10 units per cubic centigram. Now, someone had exchanged them for 100-unit capsules. Oh, yes, Sleuter was murdered. Unless he chose a particularly unpleasant and odd way of committing suicide.
Well, if you meant to commit suicide, why ask me to bring him across? Death is the same, whichever side of the North Sea you take it aboard.
Exactly, Mr. Furs. Whoever planned his death knew quite a lot about medicine and about Sloiter and his habits. Well, I'm sorry, it's a very sad business. And awkward for you, too, to be mixed up in it.
You mean you want me to stay here?
Yes. We'll bother you as little as possible, of course, but I'm afraid it is necessary.
If I to remain in Faro all the time, I'd like to go up to Rotterdam while I'm here.
Oh, by all means, you can move about as you like. Tell me, did you go through Sloiter's luggage?
I packed up the stuff he had lying around.
I see. When he came aboard, you say he had just a suitcase and a briefcase?
That's all I saw.
You didn't open the briefcase when you were packing his other things?
What would you have done, mein Herr? I packed his suitcase and had a good look through it.
Oh. Then you found the insulin?
Yes.
And the briefcase, you looked in that?
Frankly, if I'd been able to find the key to it, I'd have opened that as well, but I couldn't find the key.
Thank you for being so honest, Mr. Furs. You know, I had a little wager with myself that you would admit to your curiosity. I should have done the same thing in your place.
By the way, where was the key?
On a thong round Sloiter's neck.
Ah, I didn't think of that. Tell me, this girl called Stratzma, she said Sloiter had sent her a wire to meet him. You know all about her, I suppose?
Certainly, Mr. Furs, we know all about her. She's the proprietor of the Stratzma Sleepdienst Company. That's a small tugboat concern. And Sloiter was making inquiries for her in England about spare marine engine parts.
She can't help about his death?
No, I'm afraid not.
No? I just wondered.
Yes, of course. Well, I don't think we need detain you any longer, Mr. Furs. If we want you again, we'll contact you. Thank you very much for coming, and you've been very helpful.
Not at all. Good day, mein Herr.
Good day, Mr. Furs. Hans, send me Frau Stratzma into me. I'd like to see her again. Oh, and put two men on Mr. Furs. I want to know everywhere he goes, everything he does, and everyone he sees. Come in. Please come and sit down, Mejuffrouw.
Thank you, mein Herr. You have seen Mr. Furs?
Yes, but I'm afraid he couldn't help us much. Are you sure you never heard Sloiter mention him?
Quite certain.
And you'd never heard of him before?
Never. Sloiter sent me a telegram saying he was arriving at Vera aboard the Arletta. That was all. I went there to meet him.
Yes, you know, it's strange. The telegram was sent before Sloiter went aboard the Arletta in England. Now, supposing Furs had refused...
Would it really have mattered? You would have sent a further telegram.
Perhaps. Still puzzles me. You're quite sure that in these papers of Sloiter's, these from the briefcase, I mean, there is nothing which he didn't have or know when he left for England?
Quite sure. There's nothing fresh.
And yet you're convinced that Sloiter had found out something in England. Now, why?
I knew Sloiter. The fact that he sent me a telegram to meet him meant that he was excited and had something to tell me. I'm sure that his visit had been successful. The fact that he was murdered points to that as well.
Well, maybe you think he was murdered for something which was in that briefcase. But no one except Mr. Furs and yourself had an opportunity of opening the case before the police. You know, it was never intended he should die on the Arletta.
It sounds very complicated.
As far as you're aware, did anyone else know that you and Sloiter were after the Neue Hallandse diamonds?
I never discussed it with anyone. Ah, Sloiter might have done.
It was rather an odd arrangement between you, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh?
During the 2 years after the war, I was a secretary in his office at the Allied Agency, and we both knew about the Neue Hallandse bank affair. Sloiter worked on it, trying to discover what had happened to the bank's diamonds. But he never got anywhere, not any further than the essential facts.
Which were that the Germans raided the bank one night, shot the night watchman, and took away the 10 security boxes containing the diamonds.
When I took over my father's business in Dordrecht, I came across a bundle of old German naval signal messages. That put me on to Kapitän Walter Maserling. I told Sloiter about it, and we decided to go into the thing together for the sake of the reward offered by the bank for information leading to the recovery of the diamonds. I put up a certain amount of money for Sloiter, and he did the work.
And you think now that Sloiter had located the diamonds?
I'm sure of it. What do you think of this Englishman?
Hmm?
Well, do you think he knows anything? Could he perhaps have murdered Slater?
We must always contemplate the possibility. But I don't think so. What was your impression of him?
I found him pleasant. Rather attractive.
Oh?
I don't think he has anything to do with this. He doesn't look like that.
They never do. However, when you're on the river, I believe you are quite a lot, you may run into him. I shouldn't try to avoid him. If he talks to you, just let him talk. But don't tell him anything. He said that he tried to have a look inside Slater's briefcase and couldn't find the key.
He tried to do that?
Wouldn't you? No, he appears to have acted naturally enough. But if he isn't speaking the truth, then he may make a slip and reveal something he's not supposed to know. He may have opened that briefcase. The key wasn't really hidden.
What do I do then?
All I want you to do, Miss Stutzmeyer, is to keep your own counsel and look after yourself. Whoever murdered Slater will obviously have quite an interest in you. Does that worry you?
No, mein Herr. In my business, you have to be able to look after yourself. Perhaps Mr. Furze and I will be traveling back to Werder on the same bus. I'll try to get to know him better.
You can try. I don't think he intends to stay in Werder very long. He intends going up to Rotterdam. Now, I wonder who he knows up there.
Major Fells, come in, sir, come in.
Hello, Johnny.
Well, this is a pleasure. Long time no see, eh?
Well, are you surprised to see me?
No. No, I know you were here the moment you spit on the stones at Fera. Private information, private wire, expensive, but necessary in my business. If I don't know things before the police, Charlie here is liable to land in jail and lose a lot of good money.
Well, one of these days it's bound to come.
Oh, well, we shall see. Now, you tell me, what brings you up to Rotterdam, eh? What is it?
You've got a safe hiding place.
Listen, whatever it is, you leave it to me.
I want this envelope put where no one can get at it.
I guard it with my life. You think much more or not at all about that proposition I made the last time?
I thought about it, but for the moment, that's all.
That's what I guess. You come in here with a dead corpse, we know that, eh? All right, now you tell me more, I go to work. Anything for you, sir, no?
Your instincts are sound, Charlie, but you're going too fast. I just want you to look after that envelope for me, and later I hope I'll do a lot of explaining, and I may want your help.
What's the percentage?
Oh, it might run as high as 15.
15? You say that to other men, you're in trouble. But with me, I won't hold you to your generosity. The envelope, I see, is sealed. Now, when a thing like that is shut up, I don't guarantee my curiosity won't get too strong.
You can open it now. It won't mean a thing to you.
In that case, I'll leave it sealed up. You sure you don't want help now?
I'll let you know when I do. Now, put that envelope away for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Right.
You know, I've got a safe in here even I can't find sometimes.
Sorry, Charlie, do you know a man called Anselm Decker?
Who's that?
Anselm Decker. Nice little chap who swims quite well and can't keep his hands off other people's property.
Decker? You had trouble with Mr. Decker?
Oh, nothing spectacular.
Well, how do you mean by that?
I got back to Vera from seeing Molnar in Middleburg yesterday, and Decker was searching my boat. After money, he said, to keep his wife and kids.
He ain't got no wife and kids.
I dropped him overboard into the river. Tell me, who does he work for?
Himself. Doesn't every man. But listen, you pay him 100 guilders, he works for anyone. I don't know who it will be right now. He must be in a very friendly mood to tell you his real name.
Friendly and very sure of himself. Oh. I expect to see him again.
And so you come to see Charlie and get Charlie to put the envelope in a good, safe place, right?
Could be. What do you think of Molnar?
Assistant Detective Inspector Molnar. Yes. You keep away from him what he don't know, which is a lot. He's very good at guessing. Also, he's patient, like a monument.
And a girl called Constanza Stratzmeier. Do you know her?
Now you're in trouble with a woman? Well, I don't know anyone, Stratzmeier.
No, it's the lot, then.
Major Furser, that's not the lot. You don't ask me anything about the man called Slater who was dead on your boat.
Why should I, Charlie? I know you knew him. You gave him the reference to me in England. You told him to contact me if he wanted to get away quietly. That is not the story I gave to Molnar, of course, but I know you can't tell me anything about him which would help.
Listen, in this head of mine, there's a lot of stuff I don't put on the counter, Major. You try me.
Why did Slater go to England?
Oh, you tell me.
You see? You can't help me. If you'd known, you'd have known about Constanta Stratzmer.
You make me very curious, Major.
Do you handle jewelry?
Jewelry? Well, you've got to have the answer to that.
Not if you don't want to tell me. All I want to know is, could you, if...
Well, maybe I do it once or twice, but it's not my line. Maybe, though, I do it sometime.
Where? Antwerp?
Antwerp? Oh. Oh, my Jesus, no. Anybody want trouble, let them try Antwerp with that kind of stuff. You should know where I unload the last lot, I think. England?
What the hell do you mean?
Don't, please, go getting angry now, sir. No, no. I know, I just told you it was some stuff. I don't say it was all watches, but, well, if you'd like to believe that, okay, sir. It was pretty for us both.
Which trip was this, you damned old rogue?
The first one you ever did for me with the watches. Huh?
You ought to let people settle for themselves what risks they'll take. I don't think the customs people are too happy about me back home.
Maybe not. But the first time a man does our kind of work, he says he begins with a little risk, just to work into it. But no, sir, he's wrong. First time, take a big risk. That's when it's safest.
That's your idea. It's not mine.
Oh. Now, who in heaven is that?
Good evening, Charlie. I believe Mr. Furze is with you.
Who the devil's that, Charlie?
It's a friend of yours out of the river, Mr. Furze. Decker.
Tell him to go jump back in.
I'd like a word with you, Mr. Furze, if I could come in.
It isn't my home, Decker.
Charlie won't mind, will you, Charlie?
I speak, but come in.
Well, how's the family?
Family?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, fine. My wife, she's very annoyed with you, Mr. Furze. My suit shrunk.
You told her why it got wet?
She wasn't interested.
It'll do for one of the boys, won't it? Now, what do you want?
The boss would like to meet you, Mr. Furze.
You mean it wasn't money you were looking for yesterday?
Not yesterday. The boss wants to see you. He's very persistent. You will only have to pay more money to have someone else persuade you. They wouldn't be as polite as I am. I believe in politeness, up to a point.
I'm glad to hear it, Decker. I'll forget what you called me when I dropped you into the river yesterday.
Oh, the shock, Mr. Furze. For a moment, I forgot myself.
What does the boss want with me?
I really wouldn't know.
Did you know what you were looking for on my boat?
I think you know yourself what it was.
I have a good idea. Where do I meet this boss of yours?
Here. I expect him any moment.
What's his name?
Ninus Rona.
Rona? You had nothing to do with Rona, Major Furze. Nothing, nothing at all.
I don't think there's a great deal of choice in the long run. Perhaps you'd better get rid of your friend, Mr. Furze?
I'm sorry, it's his house.
Who is it?
Rona.
Ah. Excuse me a moment, gentlemen.
Mr. Furze, I presume.
I am. What do you wish to see me about?
I know you are more or less alone in Rotterdam. I thought you might welcome a little company.
I like to choose my own company. Why don't you come to the point, mein Herr Rona?
Ah, yes, the point. I rather think you know what it is, Mr. Furze. There was once a man by the name of Isaac Sleuter. Oh, by the way, what do you think of Mynheer Molnar?
He doesn't dress as well as you, but I'd rather do business with him.
If you'd any intention of doing business with Molnar, you would already have done it. You haven't, and you never will. That puts us in the same class.
You seem well informed.
I am. Sleuter's belongings were handed over to the police, but not all of them. You kept back certain things, Mr. Furze, certain papers. In an envelope, perhaps. From the briefcase.
Go on. You interest me.
I don't blame you for keeping them back. I'm only annoyed that the opportunity came to you instead of me.
Pity he came to me a day earlier than he originally intended. He should have died in England.
Possibly. However, this thing is too big for one man to handle. You must have realized that. Eventually, you will need help. Now, I'm offering to help you, Mr. Furze, or to make it simpler for you, to buy out your interest in this affair.
Well? I'm not looking for a partner, my Herr Rona. You're wasting your time. The answer is a very definite no.
You're stubborn. You think you will have all those diamonds to yourself. But let me tell you, Mr. Furze, a quarter of £1,000,000 is a lot of diamonds. I intend to have them myself one day.
That remains to be seen. I think you'd better go.
I dislike the English, Mr. Furze. At the moment, I'll concede that you are in a strong position. You think you can handle it. That won't last long. I shall see that you change your mind, Mr. Furze. Come, Decker.
You've got a bad enemy there, Major. He means what he says.
What do you know about him, Charlie?
Oh, not at all a good man. I don't give tuppence for him. Half Dutch, half French.
He's not particularly honest.
Honest? Oh, Rona? You want me to laugh in your face, but his wife.
Well, how about his wife?
Well, she worked in a military hospital during the war as a nurse, and she is twice as ruthless as Rona.
Interesting people.
Well, listen, say, why don't you tell me? What's all this business about a quarter of a million in diamonds?
Charlie, do you know any place around the Haring Fleet called the Seven Flies?
Seven Flies? Mm-hmm. What kind of place?
I don't know.
Around the Haring Fleet, you say? Well, there's a restaurant in Amsterdam called the Five Flies. Very famous, that one.
I want the Seven Flies.
No, Major First, I don't know it. Now, come on, why don't you tell Charlie what this is all about? You come across with a dead Sleuter. You give me an envelope to look after. Then you get a visit from Rona, who talks of diamonds, lots of diamonds, and now you ask me riddles about flies? All very interesting if I knew exactly what it was all about.
Charlie, do you know anything about the Neuer Hollandse Bank affair?
Oh, I get it. A quarter of a million in diamonds, but nobody know where they go. They just vanish.
That was on the night of November the 2nd, 1944. And you're right, of course, from the moment the raiders left the bank, no trace of them has ever been found. Rather, had ever been found.
You mean you know where those diamonds are?
Not quite. Just recently, Sleuter, with the aid of Constanze Stratzmer, got onto them. They traced a certain Capitan Walter Masseling, who was in charge of the bank raid, and got the diamonds away by boat. He was machine-gunned by Dutchmen somewhere in the stretch of water of the Maas, the Haring Fleet, and the boat went down with the diamonds aboard.
But you don't know where?
No. Sleuter did. He found out in England, and he left a clue. And the clue is in that envelope I gave you.
You mean not even the police know all this?
Neither the police nor anyone else.
And you have got the clue to a quarter of a million pounds. Your life. It ain't worth a damn thing.
In that envelope was an unmarked British Admiralty chart, number 192 of the River Maas and East Scheldt, Haring Fleet Brouwershaven and Romport to Hollandsche Diep.
Why you say was?
I destroyed it, Charlie, along with one or two other important papers that gave the whole story of Sleuter's investigations. Without those, the whole thing was pointless, should anyone open that envelope.
But what is the clue you have left in there?
By itself, without that chart, it's meaningless. But I have another chart in my boat, among my own papers. What is in that envelope is a 6-inch square of blue tracing paper. That's all.
That's all? But
on it, there are three crosses irregularly spaced, and under the center cross is written the words, Seven Fliegen.
Seven flies?
Exactly. And a little to the left of this cross is a dotted circle the size of a small nail head. Now, all one has to do is to find some landmark near the Haring Fleet known as Seven Flies, and then fix it on the chart 192. The overlay will do the rest. Now, whoever drew up the crosses didn't see fit to name the other two, only the one for the Seven Flies, so we can assume that they stand for landmarks, churches or buoys already marked on the chart. Now then, orient the overlay, and the little dotted circle will tell us where a quarter of a million lies.
So, all we have to do is find the Seven Flies.
If we can.
And it was for this information that Sleuter was killed, and Mynheer Rona came to make his pleasant offer?
Right. Mynheer Rona is convinced that I have this information somewhere. Someone gave Sleuter an overdose of insulin by switching his capsules. He should have died in his hotel in England, but he came to me a day early.
Oh, and so you got the envelope instead of
whichever friend of Rona was in England to collect it. Someone who knew all about Sleuter and insulin and medicine.
Elsa, Rona's wife. She used to be a nurse, didn't I tell you?
Could be.
You say that the police know nothing of this?
I told them I couldn't find the key to Sleuter's briefcase. Of course I did, and all the information inside. I still don't know exactly where the Stratzmer woman fits into the picture at the moment.
You met her since you landed?
Well, she was interviewed by Molnar, and she came on the bus with me to Fera for Middelburg. She didn't say a thing, not about Sleuter. I got the feeling she was waiting for me to talk.
Aye. Do you think she thinks you know?
I don't really know, Charlie. She may have followed me up to Deansel's house, or it may be just that she may have had to come that way.
She didn't come all the way to Rotterdam?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. And what do we do now?
You will do nothing yet. First, I have to find this place of the seven flies, and after that, I shall need your help. We don't want Mynheer Rona picking up a trail anywhere. So long as he doesn't know where the envelope is or what I'm after, so well and good.
He'll have you watched.
I don't doubt that. Molnar's probably doing the same thing.
Are you going back to Dintel's house in the morning?
Yes. I may call you from there or somewhere that way. This Seven Flies is somewhere in the Huddingfleet area. Now, what's needed is a plan of campaign.
That sounds more like the major foes of the war.
I can run down the Feilachat about halfway along Tienchemitten Island and go over to Neuvendijk.
Okay. I should expect to hear from you, but you watch out for Mynheer Rona. He'll shoot his own grandmother.
I'm not his grandmother. He doesn't gain anything until he knows where the diamonds are, if he ever knows. Mevrouw.
Yes, mein Herr?
Do you know any place around here called Seven Vliegen?
No place called that round Neuendijk, mein Herr.
Thanks.
It's nothing.
You scratch your paint.
Ah, damn.
Oh, it is nothing. You coming ashore?
Not today, mein Herr. Can you tell me, is there some place near here known as the Seven Flies?
Seven Flies?
Yes.
Oh, not that I've heard in my lifetime, and I've lived in Stadshoek all of 53 years now. No, mein Herr, no Seven Fliesen around here.
Thank you all the same. Good day.
Good day, mein Herr.
I wonder, can you tell me, is there anywhere near Middelharnis called Seven Vliegen?
There's a restaurant in Amsterdam called a Five Flies.
Yes, so I believe.
I've never heard of a Seven Flies in the Huddingfleet. No, never. Is it a house or a restaurant?
I don't know. To me, it's just a name. It might even be a sandbank or a clump of trees.
I wish I could help you. Five Flies, yes, but another two? No, not at all. Well, Vliegen, you know, is a Dutch name. That's how the restaurant in Amsterdam is called. Not after flies at all, but after the name of the family who started it in the 16th or 17th century. Maybe you should inquire for a family called Vliegen.
Thank you. That's an idea.
Have you tried over at Hillefoot's place?
Not yet.
Well, maybe you should. I don't know that you'll find anything, but who knows?
Yes, who knows? One can but keep trying. Hi there. Catch my air, if you please.
Right up.
Ah, thanks. Now, will you hold her while I fix the boy rope?
Take your time, Mynheer.
Thanks.
You staying in Hillevich's place, Mynheer?
For a while. Yeah, I've had enough for today.
Anything you want?
I don't think so. Thank you very much.
Well, if you do, I live just over there through the White Gate.
Just knock.
I remember you.
Do you remember me, Mr. Furs?
Decker. You're looking for something, Decker?
You might say that.
You weren't long in finding me. Where's mein Herr Rona?
In Rotterdam.
And how do you come to be here?
In another half hour, I was to take the ferry across to Middleharness. I wanted to examine an English yacht, Danish pilot cutter type, with one Englishman aboard. Name of the boat, Felicia. It has the same number of letters as a letter. A pretty name, too.
After an answer, mine. How long have I got before mein Herr Rona's on my tail?
As long as it takes me to telephone him and for him to get here. That shouldn't take long.
If you had gone across the Middleharness and missed me and then found I was here, you couldn't have done much until tomorrow.
That's true, mein Herr.
Would you like a ride on the ferry?
How much would you be prepared to pay?
10 guilders.
Oh, I don't feel like the river today. My stomach...
15 guilders, that's the limit. I'm not a rich man.
Ah, but you have hope, eh?
Possibly. Why?
It is a hope all men retain until the last. I think I would like to go to Middleharness. I could look up my sister and stay for supper.
Good. Well, here, take it.
Oh, thank you, mein Herr.
How strong is your loyalty to Rona?
30 guilders a day and a bonus when the job is done.
How much bonus?
It hasn't been fixed yet.
Do you know what all this is about?
Only what I guess, Mr. Furs. There's money in it, obviously. Enough to justify either you or Rona having killed a man called Sleuter. Would you like some advice?
Why not?
You should go back to England. This is a pleasant country, if you don't mind the flatness. But there's too much water. And in some places, too much loneliness. A man can disappear and never be found. In the Hollandse Diep, for instance, you can bury something in the sands of one of the Slikken, and in a couple of tides, it is 8 feet under, and in a couple of days, it is gone forever. During the war, a great many Germans disappeared like that.
I'll think about it.
I doubt it, mein Herr. I shall ride round to the ferry now. I do not hope to see you again, but I'm afraid I shall. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And thank you for the advice.
I didn't seem a very pleasant man. Your friend, mine here, has about him the essence of evil.
I say you're about right there. Tell me, is there anyone called Flichen living in this district?
Flichen? No, no Flichen. There's a farmer called Flichen up the Vorne Canal.
Or any place or house called the Seven Flies?
No, mine here. I've lived here 40 years, except for 3 when I was in Sumatra, and I've never met a Flichen about here. I'm postmaster. Never a letter for a Flichen. Or a place called Seven Flies. What are you, police?
No, I'm looking for a friend.
Oh, well, if he's a sailor or a merchant seaman, ask at the cafe down the road there. You see it? Someone might know him. But he's no resident, nobody living there.
Thanks, I'll try.
Oh, now, wait, mine here, wait. Oh, I'm getting slow in the old age, I think. Flichen, of course I've seen a Flichen. See him every Sunday when I visit my wife.
Well, take me to Flichen. I'll give you 20 guilders.
Sure. But he won't do you any good there.
Just take me to him and the money's yours.
Sure. But you can't talk with a dead man, mine here. Not as far as I know.
He's dead.
I'm sorry, mine here. He's not a friend of yours. Next to my wife, he is lying in the cemetery. Johannes Flichen of Krabbensplatt died 1799. That's Flichen. The only one round here.
You say of Krabbensplatt?
Well, that's what I said, mine here. Well, he couldn't be your friend now, could he?
Here. Take the 20 guilders.
Thank you, my dear.
Now, where can I find a telephone?
Hello?
Charlie, this is Furs.
Oh, hello, Major. You're still alive then, eh?
But Charlie, I'm in Helfer Slice.
Yes?
I think I'm on to something.
Listen, you want to be careful. I heard that my dear Rona has left town.
Damn, Decker.
You seen Decker, Major?
An hour ago, he's rooked me of 15 guilders.
Well, you give him money, you want your head examined.
Delaying tactics against Rona. But it didn't work. Look, Charlie, do you know Krabbensplatt?
Sure I do. It's a small island about 5 miles above you, off the end of Tiengemeten. What about it?
I'm going up there first thing in the morning. After that, I'm going to Dordrecht. Can you meet me there?
In Dordrecht? Well, you're sure I can. Right through from Amsterdam by road. I'll see you about 6 in the evening. Everything all right with you?
Yes, so far. Apart from Decker, nothing interesting. Though I did meet Miss Stratzman on the river this morning.
Well, you take a tip, Major. You sleep in the hotel tonight. That boat of yours, it's drafty. I don't want you to catch cold what turns to rigor mortis. And lock the door.
I'm sleeping on the boat. I can lock the door there and have something behind it.
Listen, by the way, your friend Molnar had tea with me the other day.
I've seen nothing of him since Middleborg.
Well, you soon will, I'll bet you. Well, I'll see you in Dordrecht. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Yes, Mama. What is it?
I thought I caught the sound of a throat. Can you see if it's Peter come for his butter?
Sure. There is someone at the jetty, but not Peter.
Who is it then?
Oh, that I don't know, Mama. Never saw him before. He's coming this way.
Has he seen you, Jan?
Yes. Oh, you see, he's beached his boat on the sand.
It's quite a while since we saw a new face on the island, Jan.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I think that is his yacht across the river, Mama. A fine-looking boat.
Yes, Jan.
Good morning. I wondered if you could...
Good morning, mein Herr. There is something we can do for you.
I came over to have a look around, if that's all right. I wondered if you might have some eggs to sell. My boat is just across the river there.
Oh, only duck eggs, mein Herr. We have no hens on Carbensplatt. Look around as you wish, mein Herr. I'll take the gentleman to the dairy, Mama. This way, mein Herr.
Thank you.
You are English, I think, sir.
Yes, my name is Furs.
And mine, Berkelman, Jan Berkelman.
You own the house and the farm?
Yes, it is all mine. We live alone here, Mama and I.
Now, you have a very nice place here, mein Herr. Everything very neat, tidy.
Oh, that is not unusual in Holland. And anyway, nature is such an untidy creature that a good farmer must learn to keep her in order if he wants to live happily with her. In here, mein Herr. Come here. You taste this. In the whole of Holland, you won't find milk with a better cream content. I win prizes for it. In a moment, I show you my Frisians. You have children?
One boy.
My wife and I are unlucky. But my Frisians, they are my children. Each one I know. And I have a favorite, I must confess. Oh, you mustn't do that with children, but with cows, I don't think it matters. They don't really understand. Although you would wonder sometimes with Katza. A very knowing cow is Katza. She has children in many parts of the world.
Do you and your wife run the farm on your own, Minor?
Oh, yes, yes. We manage without help. You'd better take what eggs you want, mein Herr.
Thank you. Tell me, how did you get on during the war?
It was hard. Oh, yes. In the early days, most of my cattle were taken. I saw a lifetime's work go in a moment. Nothing I could do. But later, it was better. We were left alone. War is evil from whichever side you see it. And all soldiers are men, mein Herr. In the house back there, we helped everyone who came to us in trouble. Our own partisans, British commandos, Belgians, and once or twice, even Germans who needed help. You think that wrong?
No. I don't think I do.
Oh, you were a soldier then.
Yes, I was. Tell me, my Herr Beutelman, did you ever hear of Johannes Flicken living on Krabensplatz?
Flicken? Why, of course. Old Johannes, who died in 1790-something. But why do you ask?
I came across his grave at Helleforsluis.
Oh, come with me, my Herr. I will show you. We are rather proud of it. Not that it is really ours to be proud of. It was here long before us. Oh, maybe 200 years or more. Go through the gate, my dear. It is the other side that matters. There. Is it not a beautiful piece of craftsmanship? You will not find gates made like that these days.
I might so easily have missed it.
What is that, mein Herr?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking to myself. It is a beautiful piece of work, yes, but why the design of the seven flies?
Oh, Fliegen, you know, East flies.
Yes.
When the house was built, that was in the early 18th century, it was for the family called Fliegen. There were seven of them, All brothers.
The House of the Seven Flies.
Oh, you might call it that, mein Herr. You might indeed.
If you'll pardon the intrusion, I trust everything is going well, Mr. Furs.
I suppose I could have expected you, mein Herr Rona. Your friend Decker wastes no time. What do you want?
I want to talk business. Alone.
Mein Herr Bockelmann, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, mein Herr. I am going. Perhaps we shall meet later, Mr. Furs.
I shall make a point of it.
Goodbye, Mr. Furs.
Goodbye. All right, mein Herr Rona. What do you want?
£250,000. You're ahead of me so far, Mr. Furs, but you can't shake me off. I can wait. When you get your hands on $250,000, I shall be there then, and we can discuss the matter.
You're going too fast, mein Herr Rona. At this moment, I'm not even sure I won't go to the police and give them the whole story. That would put you in a bad position, wouldn't it? Can you explain, Sleuter?
I'd contemplated such action on your part. That's one reason why I came. Go to the police, my friend, and I will swear that you were working with me and knew all about it.
It wouldn't help you a tuppenny damn.
I've got your signature from the hotel you stayed at in Rotterdam. I can fix up letters from you to me. Molnar's no fool, but his weakness is always being too suspicious. You think we're working together. And I'll make certain he thinks it was I who put Sleuter onto you and your boat. Keep that in mind, Mr. Furs. Inform on me, and you'll pull yourself in as well.
Go to blazes. I don't scare that easily.
Make a deal with me, and I'll stick to it.
You're wasting your time. Now get off the island.
Think it over, Mr. Furs. I shall be around. I shan't interfere until the last moment. Then I shall come in. It's up to you what kind of a deal we make then. A friendly one, or...
Sorry to keep you waiting, but I've been out for the day to Willemsdorp.
Well, you want me to meet you here in Dordrecht? You will have news from Krabbensplatt, so you take the day out in Willemsdorp? Huh. And with Miss Stratzma, eh?
Who told you?
The yacht club boatman. He saw you go off with her this morning, not to mention yesterday evening. But that is your business. It was Miss Stratzma, no?
We bumped into one another on the river, but don't take me too literally. We had time on our hands, so...
to hell with Charlie and $250,000. Huh? Never mind. Here, your envelope.
Hmm?
You know, for once I feel good. Now, damn me, you tell me why I don't ever look inside that thing.
I told you what was in there.
How am I to know? You don't lie to me.
Maybe you trust me.
I doubt it. Now then, what have you found out at Krabbensplatt, eh?
The House of the Seven Flies, Charlie. The seven flies marked on the blue tracing paper in this envelope. So now we can orientate the overlay.
Aye. Well, you don't want visitors. I'll shut the cabin door, eh?
Yes, I had trouble with mein Herr Rona at Grabensplatz. He's quite likely to burst in unexpected. Look, the bolt is down at the bottom there.
Now, let's see.
Now, this is chart 192. Here, give me your pencil, will you?
Yes.
Thanks. Now, this is the position of the House of the Seven Flies here. I took a couple of cross bearings on the place. Mm-hmm. It's dead accurate. My Herr Rona watched me the whole time.
What?
Lord knows what he made of it.
Rona? Did he come to Dordrecht?
Sure. I even spotted friend Decker in Willemsdorp today.
Mm.
Now, look, we put the overlay on the chart, thus, so the cross marked Siffenfliegen falls on the position of the House there.
So?
The other two crosses are fixes, you see. Ah. One, the church at Mittelharnis, the other, the church at Hausfahrt, on the other side of the river.
So, now we know where they are.
Diamonds? Yes. Now, you see a little dotted circle there?
Mm-hmm.
Just there is $250,000 in diamonds waiting to be picked up.
And how easy will it be to get them up? Well, maybe we can't get them up at all, eh?
Well, from what I know of the place, they can't be lying in more than about 2 fathoms, maybe 3.
Inside the launch?
Yes, that makes it a trifle harder. I took some soundings up there.
What, and... with Mynheer Rona around?
Oh, no. Or at least not so much as he'd know what I was doing. Now, with the launch lying in 2 fathoms, at low tide, I could just strip and do the job myself. Maybe if there's a lot of sand silted into the boat, we'll have to have a diving suit. Now, could you arrange that?
Probably. Listen, you don't need this tracing paper now.
No.
So burn it. To keep it will put temptation in the way of a man like Rona. These diamonds, they are uncut.
Mostly?
Good.
Yes.
That's easier then. But in placing them, we shall lose on it. Half of $250,000. Even so, it's enough to make a kind of a weakness in the stomach thinking about it. Maybe I would like another drink.
Help yourself. Oh, I see you found it.
Well, you trust Charlie.
Are you sure that this is one thing you want to do?
Don't you worry about me, Charlie.
Okay. You go to the police right now if you want. If you don't want, we go in and we go through with this thing. But there's one thing I don't understand. What about this Stratzmeier woman who comes out to meet Sleuter when you get to Fera, who you were with yesterday and today?
Well?
You don't think maybe she follow you?
I don't really know. She hasn't mentioned Sleuter since that first day. She said then he was in England inquiring about some spare marine engine parts. Molnar said the same thing. It could be...
Yes, it could be that she and Molnar are hand in glove.
No. But it could be that she financed Sleuter's investigations. But were they going to snatch the diamonds just the way that...
Just the same way like we are? You like her, don't you?
What the devil are you getting at, Charlie?
No, all right. You spend the day with her. You come back aboard here with $250,000 practically in your pocket. But in your eyes, there's something else. I don't like to do business, not with a man who might give up all that chance of so much money for a woman.
I'm not giving up that money for anybody, male or female.
All right, so I believe you. But why, she... I don't know. When you're seeing her again?
Not again. It was a day's outing and it's over, so that's that.
Okay, I'd just like to know. Now we make a plan, eh? I stay with you tonight, and tomorrow we go up and take a look at this place.
Yeah?
First thing, we must find out, can you do it alone, or do we need diving gear? Second thing, we keep a good eye open for Rona. He'll watch the moment we leave here. He'll be watching us all day.
Agreed. It's going to be damn difficult. Mm. If we meet on the river, we'll head over the Feulachat until he's out of sight. You can take over the wheel and...
You aboard, Mr. Furze?
Inspector Molnar, of all that's unlucky.
I've forgotten Molnar. What the devil does he want?
Mr. Furze, are you there?
All right. Patience, Inspector, patience.
Unlock the door, Charlie.
Yes, all right. Good evening, Mr. Furze, and... Well, Charlie...
When people like you look so happy, Mynheer, I don't feel so good.
It's a good boat you have here, Mr. Fez.
People have a habit of talking about my boat when they really have something else on their minds. Come to the point, Inspector.
Right. You will leave Holland tonight, Mr. Fez.
I'll do no such thing. I happened to bring a dead body into this country, and I've been told not to leave until the police give me permission.
I'm giving that permission now. You will leave tonight.
Not without an explanation.
No?
No.
Then I'll tell you, Mr. Fez. I've had a report on you from the English authorities. There's ample reason to suppose that for some time you've been smuggling goods into England.
Really?
Smuggling? He should accuse us of smuggling?
And I intend to prevent you getting into trouble in this country at least, whether for smuggling or other causes. The water tank on this boat has a false compartment. You also have on board a Luger revolver for which you hold no license either from us or the English police. So... I'm informing you officially that the Netherlands government are of the opinion that they don't want you in this country, and you are requested to leave. But until you do so, you'll have two customs officers aboard, and when you leave, a customs launch will escort you to the mouth of the river.
All right. And what about me?
Oh, you stay here, Charlie.
What?
We should hate you to leave the country, because we want you here against the time we shall catch up with you.
You know, it seems to me that this is not the way policemen behave.
Oh,
there's some other reason for getting me out of the way, and I don't think it's the one you want to admit.
Oh,
don't misunderstand me, Mr. Molnar. I'll go back to England. I haven't any alternative, but I'll never believe that you're sending me off because you want to save me from smuggling. Oh, no. Why aren't you frank with me?
Because you haven't been frank with me, Mr. Furz.
Anyone who's frank with a policeman wants his head examining.
You're still worrying about Sleuter, aren't you, Mynheer?
Yes, I'm worrying about him.
You think I had something to do with his death?
No. If I did, I shouldn't send you back to England. But I am worrying that you know more than you've told me about Sleuter. And particularly about his mission to England. I don't intend that you should get your hands on a lot of easy money. You see, I know what you've been doing the last few days. I know everywhere you've been and everyone you've seen, right down to a cow called Kaksa.
You interest me.
Anything else?
With Ronan interested in you and Decker cashing in on whatever he can get, there's only one result likely if I let you stay. And the money's not yours to have. Understand? Good. As for you, Charlie, you can get your things together and leave now.
Well, I'm ready. I've got no things.
2 hours, Mr. Fizz. You can go ashore, do anything you like as far as stores are concerned. But I'm sure you won't mind if I insist that a customs man goes with you.
I don't have any choice anyway, do I?
I'm afraid not. Oh, there's a good weather report for the North Sea crossing.
Very considerate of you to find out.
Oh, what a country. Listen, why don't you send me away, too? It would be a pleasure. A man tries to keep his nose clean. Somebody accuses him of stealing handkerchiefs.
That's enough, Charlie. Come on.
Oh, sure, all right. Listen, Major Furs, take the biggest risk when they least expect it. Tonight I stay in the Ferry Hotel here.
Charlie.
Well, I'm coming, so help me. Come back on the tide, Major. Bring me in the morning from Clappensplat. You can do it, sir. With me.
Right. All right, now go.
Charlie, will you come or do I put you under escort?
All right, I'm coming in. Goodbye, Major.
Right, Charlie. I'll be seeing you. You're damned right we can do it, Charlie. You're damned right we can.
Major Firth, take the biggest risk when they least expect it. Take the biggest risk when they least expect it.
What time is it, Captain?
Just after 11:15, Inspector. If he's coming, he's on his way.
Where are we?
Off the Skelton Bank. You'll have to come around that or get stuck in the sand. Then they stick flat to lower down.
You better cut the motor and wait.
Yes, Inspector. Stop the Maturin! Maintain!
You'll come in without engine or navigation lights. Keep your eyes and ears wide open and not a sound.
Back on the tide, Major. Bring me from Clevenstock. You can do it, sir. With me.
We can. We damn well will.
See anything?
You won't see a damn thing tonight.
Then listen, damn it!
Yes, Inspector.
Must be nearly midnight.
It is. 4 minutes short, that's all.
That's him.
Where? By hell, that's him! Over there! On the steer hook! He must have run aground!
A searchlight? Swing that light on the bank, man.
There he is. He's got off the bank for the look
of it. He may have, but we've got him now, Captain. Swing right over and run in alongside.
Biggest damn fool that ever walked, Fez.
Yes?
Coming back like this proves I was right about you.
I simply decided I wouldn't be kicked around.
You didn't come back out of defiance, you know that. You came back for a purpose.
I came back. Put your own interpretation on it.
My interpretation will be the same as a great many other people's when they know the facts.
Is that so? All right. Catch this.
Hey, what the...
Goodbye, my dear.
Come back, you! Captain! Captain! Take your light on him! He's in the water, damn him! Put that light on him! Swing it across that way! There! There he is! Damn you, he's got his dinghy!
We can't get in there!
Keep that light on him! What fool let that light swing?
Swing that damn light back, you idiot!
Where is he now? Blast your fool, you've lost him! Get me back on that launch and I'll play hell with whoever swung that light! Get this boat of his in tow!
Who is that?
It is I, the Englishman.
Mein Herr Beutelmann.
Ah, so you've come back to us, mein Herr. But at this time of night, and your clothes, you're wet through.
Yes, the boom swung over and it hit me overboard.
Oh, that's a nasty cut you have. You'd better come in and let my wife dress it.
Thank you, mein Herr. Do you mind if I use your telephone? I want to speak to a friend in Hellefoyd Slice.
Oh, you're welcome, mein Herr. Mama. Mama.
My dear Mona, you'll be so angry to have you and let you slip out of his fingers. But you made it, sir, like I knew you would.
With a broken head and a ducking, yes.
You stayed up at the house last night. The old man, he's all right, huh?
Yes, of course.
Well, what do we do now? We
can't do anything until dead low water, Charlie. That's about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. A quarter of a million, eh? Just lying out there?
We don't know for sure. Maybe, may not be. But even if we do get it up, there's Molnar.
Oh, it's all right, sir, whichever way. We have luck, we get this stuff today, well, then we can slip off here tonight and be out of the country by tomorrow.
And if we don't have any luck?
So, then, I get you out of the country just the same. Sometime later, I come back here and, well, you trust me to do the job solus and see that you come out all right.
Maybe.
You don't trust me, Major? You think that if you go and I do this job alone, maybe I never tell you?
Well, what do you think?
Maybe. I don't trust myself to know what I would do. But that don't happen. Damn me, we have luck today, then everything's okay.
We've got to have luck today, Johnny. I don't know exactly how deep she lies yet. 2 fathoms, maybe more. We don't know if I can manage it.
Well, of course you'll manage it. Tonight we are the richest men in the whole wide... Hello. What's that?
What?
Out on the water, coming this way. It doesn't look like no one I don't know. Not in the skiff.
It's a woman.
Well, surely it's a woman. Coming right in.
And she's seen us.
Yes, it looks like she knew we were here. Don't ask me how.
It's Constanta Stratzma.
Oh, the Miss Stratzma. I don't like that. She and Mona...
I don't think so. Now, clear off, Charlie. I want to speak to her alone.
Oh, well, all right.
How did you know we were here?
Does it matter?
Yes. Did you know I'd been told to leave the country?
I saw you go.
Then how did you know I'd come back here?
Charlie told me about your being sent away. I met him. He also told me he was going back to Rotterdam. He didn't. I thought he was worth watching. You don't have to worry. No one knows I'd come here. Not mein Herr Rona, not Molnar.
How can I be sure?
I can be sure. That's all that matters.
How do I know that you and Molnar have... Look, why have you come?
I thought you might have guessed. After Willemsdorp.
That day's outing.
Is that all it was? I've come because I love you. And I don't want you to make a fool of yourself.
What do you mean?
You don't have to tell me what you're doing. I know.
What do you know?
Everything. It was I who financed Schleuter. Hadn't it crossed your mind?
It had.
I know you took Schleuter's papers. There had to be papers he was bringing back.
What about the police?
I'm not interested in police theories. But I know Schleuter had found out something important. The location of the diamonds from Neue Hollandse Bank. There was nothing on him, so?
Well, go on.
I know what you're hoping to find out there in the river.
Suppose you think I murdered Schleuter.
No, you didn't do that. But you robbed him when he was dead.
Maybe. So I'm a thief. What about you and Schleuter? You were going to rob the bank.
That's where you go astray. You were merely going to claim the reward offered for finding the diamonds.
Reward?
Yes. Can't you see there's only one thing for you to do? If you ever want any peace or decent life after this, you've got to give this up and go to Molnar.
Like hell. I'm in this and I'm staying in it.
I don't believe you. You're not being honest. The day you went to Willemsdorp, you were honest. When you saw I loved you, you turned away from me because of this thing. I didn't understand at first, but I understand now. If you get the money, you'll spend the rest of your life turning away from people and things. Oh, don't be a fool, Alan. You know I'm right.
There's nothing for you here. I want you to go. I want you to go. Do you hear me? There's no place for you in my life. No place at all.
If you believe that, then goodbye.
Goodbye. Slater.
So, Major, she's gone. I thought she was going to win you over.
Shut up.
Well, it's always best.
Shut up, I said. Damn you.
Hmm?
And damn the diamonds, too. Wait. Constanza! Wait! Constanza!
I knew it. $250,000 in diamonds, and he rather has the woman.
Here he is. Will you be able to do anything, Alan?
I don't know. About 12 feet of water and the current's strong.
Try. It'll make things better with more now.
I know. I've kicked the cabin door in. I'm going to have one more go, but I think the current will beat me.
Be careful. You can easily be trapped in the cabin.
I'll watch out for that. One more try and then I'll call it a day. Goodbye.
It's too dangerous to play about down there now. The current, it's strong.
You be careful.
Yes, I know. The diamonds, they take second place now.
You wish I hadn't come, don't you, Charlie?
That's a pity. But I don't make no fuss. I was afraid of it yesterday. I see it in his eyes when he come back from Wilhelmsdorf. I ask him then if he wants to go through with it. When he say yes, one half of me believe him, the other half, he knows the truth.
Does that half know that my way is the right way, too?
Maybe. But I mean, $250,000.
How was it, Alan?
No good. Might just as well pack up.
Quick, mind you, sir. Come aboard. Get aboard. That's Verona's launch.
Give me a hand.
Yes, come on then. Up. Pull him up.
My gun, Charlie. It's in the pocket
of
my...
No, you don't. You won't have a chance. Not against Rona.
No. She's right, sir. You might just as well throw it in the river.
Damn, Rona. We just can't let him get away.
It's no use, Alan.
I'm coming, Mr. Pearl. Just as I said.
Go to hell.
I always told you I would come in when the moment was right, remember? But this time there's no partnership. Your hands a little above your heads, I think. That's right. I've told Decker not to take any risks.
How the devil did you find us?
I have a better information service than the police. Get dressed. Charlie, throw the painter aboard. We'll tow you in. You can leave the mooring buoy where it is. I presume it marks the position of Captain Marzening's launch. What did you find down there, Mr. Furs?
A lot of sand and water.
We'll talk about that later. Decker?
Yes?
When we get ashore, take Charlie and the girl up to the house and lock them in. There's an old fellow called Beutelman and his wife up there. Keep them in as well.
All right, mein Herr.
Mein Herr Furs?
Yes, Jan.
What does all this mean? All these people that invade our house, the man who came before...
I'm sorry about it. I'll explain later. But for the time being, you must do what these people tell you.
But they tell me I cannot go out of my house.
That's mein Herr Rona's instructions.
But what about my herd? It is almost milking time. If they're not milked, it will be very bad for...
Rona's coming up. I'll speak to him then. His orders at the moment are that we all stay here. He's put Decker outside in the yard.
He's down below the window.
A nice-looking rat. And here comes another one. King Rona.
What's that, Charlie?
Nothing that you would appreciate.
Well, Mr. Furs, I'm right, am I not, in supposing it was the launch you were after in the river?
Anything you want to know, you can find out for yourself.
Oh, no, you're going to tell me all you know. Otherwise, well, it would be a silly thing to make me do. It would be badly beaten up. It's more sensible for you to talk.
Ah, gutter blazes.
There's no point in being stubborn.
All right, I'll tell you. The launch is down there. She's lying over on one side. But without a diving suit, you can't work on her except just around dead low water. The current is too strong otherwise.
Did you get into the cabin?
No, I managed to kick the door in, but that was as far as I got before the current became too much for me. You'll never get away with this, mein Herr Rona. The moment you leave this place, I'm going straight to Molnar. It means trouble for me, but a lot more for you.
Don't worry about me. I can be out of this country in a few hours. That's all I need. Decker, well, he'll have to swim.
He swims quite well, I believe.
If we find we can't do it, we'll send over for a diving outfit and have it here by midday tomorrow. Now stay quietly in the house here, all of you, and you won't come to any harm. If you try anything funny, there won't be any half measures. There's too much money in this for me to take any chances.
But what about my herd?
Your herd, Beutelman. Damn your herd.
But it's almost milking time, and if they're not milking...
Surely you can let him milk his cows. He thinks the world of his Frisians.
Sentiment. Have him wandering all over the damned island. Think again, Furs.
They're only in the pasture at the side of the house. Decker can drive them into the yard, and he can milk them there.
Decker? Milk cows?
Damn it, Runa! You're taking over his house. It's the least you can do.
All right, Furs. When Decker has driven the cows in, Beutelman can come out. But the rest of you keep to the house. He'll do tomorrow, and if you're wise, you won't try to get out. If you do, you'll be here for eternity. 6 feet under.
Well, it always happens, sir. Listen, maybe we could still make a deal with him.
No, Charlie.
Well, seems a pity he should get away with all those diamonds.
I said no, Charlie.
Oh, okay, sir, okay. You know best.
I'll take a look around, yes?
You might find a way out.
Thank you, sir, about the cows.
That's all right, mein Herr. What's Decker doing, Constanza?
He's going to the pasture.
My wife and I, will you excuse us?
Yes.
My wife, she will see about some food, and I have the cows. A cat, sir, will wonder where I am.
Who's Katza?
Katza's his favorite cow, a very knowing cow who has children in many parts of the world.
He's very attached to his cows.
The Beutelmans have been unlucky. They've no children. The cows take the place of the children.
Decker's bringing them in now.
Ah, good.
This morning, I thought I was never going to see you again. You sent me away.
I know, I was very unkind.
Ah, it was just a mood of the moment.
You do mean it still, don't you? No matter what I am, what I meant to do, it makes no difference.
None.
You're crazy. All you get is me. There won't be any reward money from the bank. Damn, mein Herr Rona. How did he find us?
Oh, Rona hasn't succeeded yet. The police may find us, too. Maybe we can do something.
I don't see what we can do. All the windows are barred on the ground floor as though it were a prison. It is a prison unless we feel like jumping from the window and risk being shot. Yes, I wrote mein Herr Rona off too easily.
Well, it feels better when you've got something inside of you, but not a great deal. What are we going to do about mein Herr Rona, sir?
What can I do?
You know, I've got a feeling that you don't want to do anything about mein Herr Rona. Major, there's something here I don't understand. Oh. It's not good to have mysteries between friends. Not good at all.
There's no mystery, Charlie.
The Beutelmans want to know what it's all about. I think we should tell them. Or rather, you should tell them, Alan, and you needn't go into unnecessary details.
Thinking of my reputation, huh?
Why not? He belongs to me as well now.
Mm-hmm. Mein Herr Beutelmann.
Yes, mein Herr?
You want to know what all this is about?
Well, my wife and I, we would like to have it explained.
Have you heard of Captain Walter Marceling?
Yes, mein Herr, I have.
He was in this house during the war.
Oh, yes, mein Herr. I've told you before that we gave shelter to anyone who came. A sick man has no nationality. But I don't understand what these people have to do with the German captain.
You will, mein Herr, you will. You see, Marceling led the raid on the Neue Hollandse Bank in which a night watchman was shot, and £250,000 worth of diamonds was stolen. He brought the stones away in a launch. Marceling was injured by one of your own partisans and managed to get ashore to you. Till recently, no one knew what had happened to them, and the bank offered a reward for their recovery. Those diamonds were sunk, along with the launch, just off the islands here. I come here with Miss Stratzmer to recover the bank's property. But unfortunately, our friend, mein Herr Rona, outside, had become aware of our intentions. He is going to take it for himself.
And once mein Herr Rona gets his hands on the stuff, he'll be away so clean, just like a whistle, eh?
No, the real trouble is that mein Herr Rona isn't going to get his hands on the jewels. Hmm? The diamonds are no longer in the sunken launch. There's nothing in that launch cabin but an empty steel deed box. What? When I went down the last time, I got in easily. There was the box. The lid was open, and it was empty. Someone got there before us. And when mein Herr Rona out there finds nothing, he'll think we've double-crossed him, and that is the moment when he's going to be very unpleasant indeed, and the moment we've got to avoid.
Oh, Well, for me, sir, I'll wait until the trouble comes. Blood you can't get from a stone, and Rona can't get out of us what we haven't got, though he might draw a little blood. What I want to know is, where is all this stuff now? Who was it that got here before us?
I am the one who has taken them, and it was done the day after Captain Muzzling entered this house.
What? You took them, Beutelmann?
Yes, my dear. Or rather, I stole them.
Jan.
Oh, it's the truth, my dear. You know it. And now it's better to tell it and have the thing from my mind.
Well, where are they? Oh, these shocks, damn me. I don't accommodate them so good.
Let them tell it in his own way.
This captain I found early one morning at the courtyard gate. He was wounded and ill. In this house, he was in bed for 3 days before he left us. The first day, he was delirious and kept talking about these dams. It was not difficult to find the launch. I found the box in the cabin and the jewels. I took them. When the tide rose, I towed the launch off into deep water where she would always be covered even at low tide. After 3 days, when the captain was still not really well enough to travel, he took my skiff and went over to the mainland. He didn't say one word to me about the diamonds, and so I knew that they didn't belong to him.
But did you know where the diamonds came from?
No. No, when you steal something, it is easier not to know anything about the owner. At least, that is what I felt.
Why? Why did you do it?
Because of my cows. A week before this captain came, the Germans had been to the island and had taken away all my herd except Katsa. They took away 15 years of my life. When I saw the diamonds, I said to myself that I would keep them and after the war use them to buy a new herd. But when the time came, I couldn't do it. Mama and I decided that it was better to work, to use our own money, and to start again.
But what happened to the diamonds?
Oh, we hid them, and they have remained hidden ever since. We were afraid for our reputation to hand them over to the police and tell the full story, but I'm glad now that I can tell it.
It was I who persuaded Jan to do this. Only I knew what the loss of his cows meant to him. After the war, I'd still have used the diamonds, but Jan wouldn't let me.
I understand why you did it. I think you would all have done the same.
You're very kind, Jungfrau.
Oh, and me, I think like Miss Constanta, but all that's past and finished. You still have the jewels on the island?
Yes, they are well hidden. They've been lying these many years in the...
No. No, Jan. Don't tell us anything. We've still got mein Herr Rona to deal with, and the fewer people who know where they are, the safer it is for us. But one doesn't know, not even hard knocks can get out.
Oh, yes, Major, yes, maybe that's right, yes. When we have dealt with Mynheer Rona, then is the time to worry about the stone.
Yes, but how are we going to deal with him?
At the moment, I don't know. The weather looks as though it's breaking. If there's rain tonight, it might stop them diving for the diamonds. That'll give us a little more time.
Oh, well, when you can do nothing, it's a good thing to sleep. I shall go to bed. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
Mynheer Beutelmann.
Oh, Mr. Furze, you're up early. I was just lighting the fire. It is not a nice morning. Oh, see, it's raining and the mist is coming down.
You've seen Charlie. He's not in his room.
Then I don't know where he can be. You have not seen him, my dear?
No, not this morning. Alan, they're coming up from the river. Rona, Decker, and Charlie.
Charlie. Dad. So that's it. That's how Mynheer Rona knew we were here. When Constanta and I were on the beach, he came and telephoned. Oh, what a fool I am.
They're bringing the cows in with them.
They're bringing the cows for milking.
I can't think why they'd be bothering to do that.
Open the window. Well, Charlie.
Major, are you angry with me?
You're a dirty, double-crossing little swine.
Oh, certainly, Major, certainly. It is unfortunately true. But what is a man to do against his own nature? First, I think of you and the lovely miss, and I say, they are both these people my friends. And then,
I think of all those lovely diamonds, and I say, a man's best friend is himself. But unfortunately, last night, you stopped Mynheer Breckelman from saying where the diamonds are. We should like to know that. Now.
Yes, I bet you would.
You'd better advise them to speak up, Fred. You can do this thing pleasantly or unpleasantly. It's up to you.
Come away from the window. He may shoot.
Yeah, he wouldn't dare.
Well, Breckelman, are you going to talk?
I shall tell you nothing.
You will, and quickly. Why do you think we brought the damn car in? Out of kindness, so you can milk him? Think again, Mynheer. I'll give you a count of six to begin to tell me where the stones are. If you don't, I'll put a bullet through the cow's head. After that, I'll shoot the rest, one by one, until you decide to speak. Bring that animal over here, Dicker. All right, Boykelman. One.
You must tell them. We can't let them do this to you.
These diamonds are not mine, and I cannot give them away.
So?
Oh, this is my punishment for the one act which has been a shame to me for so many years.
You must tell them, Boykelman. Tell them.
No, no.
You must speak.
No, Mama, I cannot.
But, Jan, you...
No, no, Mama.
Tell them, Boykelman. You can't let them kill your herd.
They are my children, but I cannot dodge my punishment.
Five.
I wish I'd let you tell us last night.
Oh, it is better that I did not, Mynheer. I'm not afraid.
You cannot let them do it, Jan.
Tell them, Jan.
All right, Boykelman, that's number one. I gave you a chance.
Decker's fetching another.
It's cut, sir.
My beautiful cut, sir.
You have 5 seconds, Boykelman. One, two, three, four.
Don't do it! I'll tell you where they are. And may God punish you.
Well, it's time somebody up there showed some sense. Where are they?
No, Mama, no, Mama.
Leave me, Jan. They are buried under a black stone in the dairy. I'm sorry, but I had to do it. I couldn't let them...
I'm glad you did it.
You had to, I'm glad.
Send the old fool down to show us. The rest of you stay out there until I let him out into the yard.
You better go, Mynheer.
Yes, I'd better go.
I'm to blame for this. Not Jan. He's good. He's always been good. When he found the diamonds, I made him keep them. I said they were ours by right. But in his heart, he could never accept that. And after we'd built up the herd by our own efforts, he tried again to persuade me to hand them over, but I wouldn't let him.
Please, let me take you downstairs.
No, I must watch and see if they don't hurt Jan.
They won't hurt him, don't you worry about that. But we've got to do something to stop them getting away.
They're all armed.
I'll take a risk on that. If only we could get out. With a guard at the back door and Decker leaning up against the dairy at the front.
There is a way out of this house, Mynheer. Another way.
What? Well, show us, but quickly. There's little time.
From the little harbor, at the head of the cut where the boats are, there's a large drain that runs right under the house.
Yes?
You can get into it through a trap door in the cellar, and where it comes out, under the courtyard wall, there's an iron grill which I think can be lifted off.
Right. Let's see what we can do. Are you ready, Constanza? All right, Constanza.
Yes, I'm all right.
Keep your head down. You must be almost there.
Shall we be able to move the grill?
We'll see when we find it.
It's getting lighter, isn't it?
Now, there's a slight bend. It must be just around the corner.
It is. Look, it is.
I don't know whether we stand a chance or not. Yeah, it's choked with seaweed and drift. Tide must flow up into the drain at high water.
Will it open?
I think so. It's only dropped into place over the staples in the brickwork. You'll have to give me a hand to lift it, I'm afraid.
All right.
All right. You take that side. You ready?
Yeah.
Right home. Then up.
It isn't moving. It won't move. But it must. It must.
Come on. Try again. This time. Ready? Up. Oh, now, let it down on the floor. Careful, mind your toes. Now, listen, there's a guard at the back of the house, but he won't bother us, at least at first. Decker's the man we want. He's in front, and I'm going after him. You keep close behind me. Now, come on, hug the courtyard wall until we get to the gate. So far, so good. See, there's Decker. Look, across the yard, through the mist.
What? What do we do now?
I'm going over the top of the wall further round. I'll work around the dairy wall and then jump Decker at the corner.
Do be careful. He's got a gun.
I'll be all right. When we've dealt with Decker, we'll see what's happening in the dairy.
Now, enough with it, Charlie. Barkerman, give him a hand with that slab.
Oh, precious heaven, there it is, my dear Rowland. Look at it.
It will do you no good.
It'll do a lot of good. Come in the lid and let me see.
The diamonds are there, mein Herr Roma. All of them.
Open the lid. See them, Charlie? See them? A quarter of a million.
Beautiful.
All right, both of you. Take your last look.
What the hell?
Major Furs. Stay just where you are, Rona. And you, Charlie. Or I'll blow a hole in them.
Damn you, Furs. I'll see you in hell before
I doubt it. Would even think about using that gun. My fingers itch. Beutelman, take it from him. And the one in his pocket.
Alan.
Constanza, take the diamond and get hold of the police. We'll look after these gentlemen until they come.
I'm sure you'll be all right.
Yes. Do as I say and do it quickly before Decker comes round. Right. And watch out for the guard at the back of the house.
Major, sir, you got this all wrong. I was only trying to...
Oh, no, Charlie, not me. I haven't got anything wrong about you. No, not this time.
Oh.
Beutelman, you got the key to the dairy?
It's in the house.
All right, go and get it.
Yeah.
Rona, give him the house key. Good. Take it, Jan.
Yep.
Now, try not to make too much noise. We've taken care of Decker, but we don't want to disturb the other fella. Not until we've got these safely locked up in here.
I will be quick.
Good. Now then, you two. Sit down.
Oh, thank you, Major. Well, how many years do you think I shall get?
Ooh, two or three.
Oh, you want a bet?
No. You'll get all that's coming to you.
You know, you're a fool, first, to go soft on that girl. You've got the stuff now. Think of it. A fortune for each of us. No trouble about cashing it and no trouble about getting out of the country. Let me go. You don't have to be vindictive. Handing us over to the police means nothing to you.
Mein Herr Rauner, maybe you should cry a little bit. It helps with some men, you know. You're wasting your time. I know this man. I'm his best friend, and even for me, he will do nothing. I don't expect nothing, so I don't disappoint myself. Oh, it's harder for you, of course. You think you have to answer for Sleuter, but, well, that's the risk you took when you killed him. For me, I don't never take that kind of risk. Prison, yes. I've seen the inside before. In a little while, when it's comfortable, sometimes when it's happy.
Shut up, Charlie. You're talking far too much.
Drop the gun, mein Herr. Drop it.
Drop it, Burns. If you fire at one of us, you'll get a full charge from Decker in your back.
You didn't hit me quite hard enough, Burrs. Nice work, Charlie.
Oh, me? Oh, I always talk. It keeps them occupied.
You hear him, Decker? See the way his little mouth opens? All right. Take a look at this fist of mine.
Get him, Charlie! Get after him!
Constanza!
Quick! Jump! There. Now.
Get down and keep down. Thank God there's a mist. Constanza?
Only a little. The mist is thick.
Yes, thank heavens for that. If we lie quietly without starting the engine, there's not much chance they'll find us in this.
I cross my fingers.
Yes. Where do you think we are?
Somewhere off Krabbensplatz. About midstream, I should say. What do we do?
Nothing.
They're coming closer.
Yeah. Could be mein Herr Rona. Could be the customs launch, but we can't risk it. They're beating around in a circle, hoping to pick us up.
We just sit here, like this.
Yeah, just drift. It's the only thing we can do. The moment we open up the engine, they'll hear us. When we've drifted far enough from them, we'll take a chance on it and try to hit Keeney Fainerton. Trouble is, in this mist, I've lost my bearings.
I love you.
And I love you.
I hope my boy approves of you. Otherwise, it'll be the first disagreement we've ever had.
He must be a nice boy. You think he'll like me?
He's got his father's good taste.
Alan, I think I'm afraid.
You want me to be honest? I think I am, too. But we'll get through.
We must. I haven't heard them for a long time.
No, either the cruiser has drifted well away or lying quiet, hoping we'll open up. I think we'll risk it.
Oh, all right, then.
Sometime we've got to. There have been many risks since all this began, with Sleuter wanting a passage to Holland and a certain Constanta Stratzma meeting Arletta at Fera.
It was fortunate that she did, for her.
And for me. Right. We'll risk it now. All right?
Yes. I'll take the tiller.
Swing the tiller over. Seems the mountain must be over there.
The bound to hear us. The cruiser's about.
Can't help that. All we want now is speed. We've got to get ashore. They're after us. Oh, get down. They aren't far behind.
Yes. To the fog.
They've cut the motor back. We're coming right in.
Man, it's G for me.
When we hit the sand, run for it and keep on running. All right, mein Herr Rona. Stay where you are.
You expect me to stay here, Mr. Firth? I'm coming up.
Come on, then. And take what you get.
Charlotte, Deckard, you stay here. Be ready to start as soon as I come back. I'll settle with Mr. Furs once and for all.
Oh, you'll see about that. If only this damned fog would lift.
Are you there, Mr. Furs?
I'm here, Rona. Yeah, I'm here.
We can still make a bargain, Furs. I told you once it would be up to you what kind of a deal we made at the last moment. A friendly one.
Go to blazes, Rona.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Furs. I know where you are now. Hello, Mr. Furs. I haven't a gun. You remember, I don't really like them.
Very gentlemanly. But I better warn you.
The jewels, Mr. Furs. The jewels.
I haven't got them.
Damn you, don't fool me.
I haven't got them, Rona.
That Stratzma woman, I suppose.
Stay where you are.
Oh, she's got them.
On the contrary, Rona, I have them.
Huh? Mulder.
Dr. Mulder.
We have our methods. A little slower than your own, perhaps, but a little shorter, I think.
You were waiting, Inspector?
We were waiting, Mr. Furs. And I wouldn't attempt to run for it, Rona. I think we already have Charlie and Decker in good hands. We have you surrounded.
Blast you.
Sergeant, take him down to the others. As for you, Mr. Furs... Well, we'll talk about you later. At the moment, I have a job to finish. I think you'll find Miss Stratzma waiting for you up on the road. You find her. The fog's lifting now.
That was The House of the Seven Flies by Victor Canning, adapted by Kenneth Owen. The part of Alan Furs was played by James McKechnie. Constanta Stratzma by Julia Lang. Herman Molnar by John Hollis. Charlie by John Durth. Ninus Rona by Malcolm Hayes. And Anselm Decker by Peter Corton. Jan Beutelman was played by Philip Lever. Mrs. Beutelman by Catherine Wilmer. Postmaster, Hayden Jones, and the captain, Norman Wynne. Other parts were played by Elsa Palmer and members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company. The play, which was recorded, was produced by R.D. Smith.